RTE Radio 1 Sport with a Kia EV6, Irish Car of the Year and European Car of the Year 2022. Discover the EV6 at kia.com.
And at 8:38, it's good morning again to Darren.
Hello again, Audrey. Well, another disappointing defeat for Ireland in the TikTok Six Nations over the weekend with that loss away to France. But there was also a lot of disappointment off the field over the weekend with the handling of the Munster branch's vote to recognise the female All-Ireland League clubs with the same senior status as the men. Now, Munster is the only province of the four that still doesn't recognise senior status, which is equal to their male counterparts. There are 60 clubs across the Women's and Men's Energia League. Ballincollig and Cork are the only team who do not have that senior status. And I guess you're wondering, why senior status? What's the big deal there? Well, first of all, it recognises the effort being made by the club, but it would also give them more of a say in how Irish rugby should be run and greater access to things like tickets for international matches. Fiona Hayes is the coach of the women's team in Ballincollig. She's a very respected former international as well, has had huge success in the green jersey, and she's calling on the branch to put that vote back on the agenda as soon as possible.
As a club, we feel really disappointed. Obviously, we're the only club affected by this at the moment. I must stress that at the moment. There could be lots of clubs down the line that their women's team will reach the AIL, and if they don't have a senior men's team, they won't be considered a senior club. I'm just really disappointed that there was a lot of work gone in the background. Dennis Stevenson and Tréaser Hearn and the club as a whole, the president Jim Nyhan, would have done a lot of work getting that motion into Munster and pushing the women's team throughout the season. And as players and a coach, it was so disheartening for us, because we know that the club like value equality and that they want us to be recognised as senior players, because they understand the training the girls do, they understand the commitment to the game that it takes, and for the club and particular for me, looking at my players and what they do, it doesn't say a lot for the game when you're not considered a senior club, just basically based on gender. So it was very disappointing, as we know it passed in Leinster, and through a lot of work by Railway Union passed in Connacht and in Ulster. So Munster is the only club at the minute behind the curve. Going forward, I hope that the motion is put forward at the next AGM, that a vote take place and it is passed as soon as possible. It upsets me and I suppose even embarrasses me that we are behind the rest at the minute.
Yeah, that's Fiona Hayes there, former international and now coach of the Ballincollig women's rugby team. In Gaelic games, Kerry are the 2022 Allianz Football League Division 1 champions. Very straightforward victory over Kerry in the end. 15 points between them. I think that took a lot of us by surprise. 23rd league title for the Kingdom. Roscommon won the Division 2 title. They beat Galway by a point. The Kerry manager, Jack O'Connor, has some record when it comes to winning league titles. On three previous occasions when they won the league, his teams have gone on to win the big one, the All-Ireland final. Now, as you can imagine, Jack himself hasn't much time for this sort of talk, and he also believes Mayo might have been holding something back yesterday. He's been speaking to Adrian Eames.
He's very level-headed, you know. He's probably, you know, at the top of his game at the moment, but he keeps his feet in the ground, very level-headed lad. Great with the other players, you know. He's not big-headed or cocky or anything like that. He's a great team player, and that above anything is what I respect in him.
Are you pleased with the way they're shaping up in general right throughout the league and, of course, obviously today?
Yeah, look, it's hard to know how much intent Mayo have. I think they're one eye, if not their two eyes, was on the Connacht Championship game in 3 weeks' time. And so it's hard to know. I mean, we have 5 weeks to our Munster Championship game with Cork, so maybe we could go a bit more flat out today, and maybe that showed in the last 20 minutes.
I mentioned of that game against Cork, the big question, of course, at the moment for many people, where will that match be played? Well, have you a thought on it?
Well, it's not me that'll decide it, Adrian.
Are you easy enough about where it's going to be played?
Look, we'll play wherever we're appointed to play, and that's the bottom line.
And just one more word, Jack. Obviously, you've been here before. You've led Kerry to National League titles. Invariably, All-Ireland's followed. So it's a good omen for the rest of the year for Kerry. Certainly, that's what Kerry folk will be talking about tonight.
And look, I'm not into pishogues now, Adrian. But look, it's never hurts to win a league when it's in the same calendar year as the championship. So all good so far.
Yeah, Jack doesn't do the pishog. I should say as well, I should have said at the start that he was heaping praise on David Clifford at the start of that interview. What a performance in Croke Park yesterday. One of the great performances. I know it was only the league, but this guy is just such a special talent. In soccer, Celtic beat Rangers 2-1 at Ibrox. They are 6 points clear at the top of the Scottish Premiership. Celtic now in a really strong position with just 6 games to go. Tottenham 5-1 winners against Newcastle in the Premier League. Matt Doherty among the goals there. West Ham 2-1 winners against Everton. The League One leaders, Rotherham, won the EFL Trophy Final at Wembley. 4-2 win there over Sutton. The Irish attacker Chidozie Ogbeni, he got the equaliser just before the end of normal time, and then he scored a cracker in extra time, so a 4-2 victory there for them. Liverpool's women's team beat Bristol yesterday to seal promotion back to the top flight. Irish internationals Niamh Fahey, Megan Campbell and Leanne Kiernan, they all started in that 4-2 victory. Niamh on target also. She got the opening goal, leading by example because she's also the skipper. And I gave her a call last night but interrupted the party on the bus from Bristol back to Liverpool. But when she did get to Merseyside, she sent me this message. Here's a flavour of what she had to say.
Yeah, it's we're just back now after the bus journey. So as you can imagine, there's a feral sing-song going on. No, it was good celebrations and a lot of happy heads on the bus, but it's fantastic to, you know, to have finally secured promotion and get ourselves back up to the WSL. And like you said, there's a strong Irish contingent, not only on the playing field but also on the backroom staff as well. So yeah, it's great to represent the country, and there's always been strong links with Liverpool, so it's great to be part of like history in that sense, and yeah, moving the club forward in the right direction. So it's just fantastic, and like I said, it's a lot of happy heads and everyone's just buzzing really.
Yeah, well done to them all. Finally, Jennifer Kupcho won the first women's major of the year in golf. Stephanie Meadow 35th, Leona Maguire back in 39th place.